This Congress gets a lot of failing grades from voters and political watchers alike. Only 23 bills were signed into law in the past 8 months, and neither side of the aisle is happy with the atmosphere on Capitol Hill. But to Richvale Congressman Doug LaMalfa, people who accuse House Republicans like him of blocking legislation are using the wrong barometer.
You know, I heard somebody complaining today about this is a Congress that doesn't get much done, or like, well, how do you grade that? Is it by the number of bills you put out, or is it more of a thing of the quality of what you're doing? So, you know, I mean, if Republicans have a certain belief system and we're supposed to block bad things from happening, then I guess we should be graded on how well we block bad things from happening.
Both parties routinely use aggressive tactics to blunt the political agendas of their opponents. That may look like gridlock, but LaMalfa says he and other lawmakers have been working out the details on lots of bills. He says the problem is those negotiations take place away from the cameras and microphones.
Well, you know, our work gets done in committee or even before committee on the legislation, and I think a lot of thought goes into what is actually coming out. We're hashing out a lot of important things.
While LaMalfa is using his freshman year to focus on committee work, Elk Grove Democrat Ami Bera is spending his first year in D.C. trying to forge relationships with Republicans. He admits that's a bit of a survival mechanism.
That is the way divided government works. I'm pragmatic. I'm a freshman in the minority party. I won't be passing any legislation if I'm not working with Republicans. So let's look for places where we can work together.
Bera is a member of the Problem Solvers Caucus, a group aimed at finding common ground. Members are not really tackling the big issues that drive the two parties apart: immigration, energy policy, or even budget cuts. But the members have found some low-hanging fruit where there's bipartisan consensus. Issues like consolidation of government programs and streamlining the budget process. Bera says there's bipartisan recognition among freshmen that voters are fed up with Washington.
And you know, the next steps for the problem solvers really have to be, you know, coming together as grassroots members to say, you know what, if leadership's not going to change, then we've got to change the process from the ground up.
As for LaMalfa, he came to D.C. after spending time in the California state legislature. He says he's still getting used to the change of pace and his new surroundings.
It's more intimate there at the Capitol with less people, so you work more in committee, you see each other more often. Here, it's a lot of go, 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 and then you jump on an airplane end of the week and rush back the next. So the 4 days in the middle really goes by fast.
LaMalfa recognizes in D.C. he's a small fish in a big political pond. Still, he says he's enjoying his freshman year.
You know, I mean, I feel like pretty good about it, but I'm one of 435, so, you know, don't hit a lot of home runs as a freshman.
While the seniority system in Congress is stacked against freshmen, Bera is predicting members like him and LaMalfa will leave a mark on this town.
We've got a phenomenal freshman class, 85 of us, 50 Democrats, 35 Republicans. When I talk about who's going to change Washington, D.C., I think it is our freshman class.
Congress returns to Washington this week after spending more than a month away. There are pressing issues ranging from the stalled farm bill to funding the government. Most freshmen have gone along with party leaders on these hot-button issues so far. This fall will be the real test of whether Washington's newest lawmakers are able to leave their own mark on the political process. For Capitol Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.